Well, I'd been in hospitality businesses all my life, and we lived overseas most of my career. When we came back here in 2001, we were looking around for other businesses to take over and develop. At the same time, our son was mad keen on boats, and we came together at this business and bought it in 2004.
So tell me a little bit about the kind of cruises that you run.
Well, the cruises on the Edward Elgar run up and down the River Severn navigation, and that includes the Gloucester and Sharpness Canal. They're full-board package holidays, between 2 and 6 nights long.
In the time that you've been running the business, have you seen this kind of industry change?
Well, there's not a great deal of river cruise holidays in this country. Most of them are in Europe, and everybody's familiar with the Rhine cruises and so forth. In this country, most of the waterway cruising is on narrowboat hotels, which can accommodate up to 10 or 11 people. There's not many that accommodate any more than that, and the Edward Elgar is actually one of the very few. It can accommodate 22 people.
And what kind of people do you sort of generally see taking part in the riverboat cruises?
They're mostly retired people who are looking for something quiet and relaxed and getting away from televisions and telephones, etc. And they like to holiday in the UK.
And do they come from far and wide?
We get a few from overseas. We get US, Canada, Australia, but it's mostly UK-based people. But we have had them from as far as Edinburgh in the UK. I think that's probably the furthest so far.
And it's sort of in recent times, we're going through a recession, difficult economic times, difficult for many businesses. How have you sort of, you know, weathered the recession?
Well, I think the cruises that we offer are quite unusual. And for that reason, they are still popular during difficult times. Plus, I think we're getting a boost from many people preferring to holiday in this country at the moment rather than going into Europe or further afield. So those two factors mean that we've weathered the last few years very well. In fact, pretty much always been 100% full.
Have you seen a rise in popularity?
It's difficult to say because we do tend to, as I say, get booked out anyway. But certainly this year, I think we're probably disappointing more callers than usual because we cannot offer them anything that's available. So hopefully they will book next year instead.
Well, of course, we have just had the Diamond Jubilee. We've obviously got the Olympics coming up. Do you think that events like that have made a difference or will make a difference to businesses like yours?
Yes, I think so. The celebrations around the Jubilee certainly get people out much more, despite the weather, as we saw recently. And I think the Olympics will also get people out. And there's a lot of events planned of various kinds, and that gets people out and spending. I think it does tempt people to stay, but equally there's an element of people that are put off by all of the noise and the activity and the incomers associated with these events. So they will probably prefer to get abroad. Mm. So it's a mixed picture, I think.
I imagine that there will be people here, particularly in the next few months, that are coming for the Olympics, and they may well want to experience, you know, other elements of sort of British life, as well as what's going on with the Olympics. So is that kind of quite fortuitous for someone like yourself?
Yeah, I think so. And we've had quite a few inquiries that have reached us through the internet from Canadians and Americans who are coming over here probably for the Olympics, but they want to tack on other activities. And certainly we've had some bookings from people like that in July and August.
And do you find that you get people booking in year after year, time and time again?
Yeah, we get quite a few repeats, don't we, Judith?
Yes.
Something like 20% of people are coming back a second or a third time. In fact, in some cases, we've had people coming back, five or six times, haven't we?
We have one couple that used to come twice a year for about 5 years in a row. They'd book once through a coach company and once directly through us.
And then, of course, the people who do come often tell their friends about us because it is so unusual, so we get quite a lot of referral business as well, yeah.
So, we'll wait now for the Edward Elgar to come in and hopefully meet some of the passengers that have been on board.